Hello, I'm Hilary, and you're listening to an Adept English podcast designed to help you learn to speak English fluently. I love the English language, and I help hundreds of thousands of listeners speak English every month. Listen to this podcast today and see how your fluency improves. Hi there, and welcome to this podcast from Adept English. Today, I'm going to talk about something which is a health issue, something which you might need to deal with in your home, and about one nice solution to it, which, shall we say, kills two birds with one stone. I'll do all of this in English with explanations of the more difficult words so that you can practice your English language comprehension. You know what we do. It's listen and learn with Adept English. Here goes. So in the UK and the Northern Hemisphere, winter is here again. It's noticeably colder, so we are indoors more. And let's face it, it seems as though we're going to be at home more in the next few months because of the pandemic again. So we are spending more time at home. And the health hazard in our homes that I'm talking about today, well, it's black mold. That's black, B-L-A-C-K, as in the colour black. And mold is spelt M-O-U-L-D in the UK, but more likely M-O-L-D in the US. And mold is the type of thing that grows on fruit when it goes off. Mold is furry, it's fuzzy, and it probably smells a bit. But molds are an important part of our ecosystem. They do an important job. Mildew, M-I-L-D-E-W, is a similar thing, part of the same family. There's a really interesting documentary at the moment on Netflix called Fantastic Fungi. And one of the things this illustrates is the importance of molds and mildews, which are members of the fungi family. Normally, seeing a piece of moldy fruit, yes, moldy, M-O-U-L-D-Y, is the adjective meaning covered with mold, this would make me go, ugh, yuck. I might even shudder slightly as I pick up the fruit and throw it away. But having watched this documentary, I'm more of the opinion, yes, there's mould doing its job. Mould has a place, it's clever and necessary rather than revolting. But one of the problems that we have in our houses in the UK is that we have black mould. This appears on our windowsills and our walls, usually because there's a lot of moisture. That's water droplets in our air, A-I-R. And because we don't ventilate enough. To ventilate, that's V-E-N-T-I-L-A-T-E. And that means when you allow air to flow through something. So in the UK in the winter, because it's cold outside, we don't ventilate enough. We don't air our rooms enough, and black mould is a problem in people's houses. Black mould appears on our walls and on our windowsills and our window frames. It doesn't look very nice, but more importantly, it's actually really bad for your health. Why so? How does it injure your health? Well, it's not great for lungs, especially children's lungs. Your lungs, L-U-N-G-S, are the organs that you use to breathe. That's the sound of me using my lungs. And children's lungs can be badly affected by black mold, especially if they have asthma. And if your immune system is affected by illness, then black mold can be more serious for you too. Black mold has even been associated with memory problems and brain diseases like Alzheimer's, though there does seem to be mixed opinion on this. But, don't want that. Various websites, and I've included some links, talk about the dangers of black mold, and some see it as more dangerous, some as less dangerous to your health. But even those websites that say less dangerous still advise you to protect yourself to wear a mask and goggles when removing black mold, something I've never done. A mask, M-A-S-K, is what you put over your nose and mouth to protect yourself. You'll be familiar with masks because of the pandemic. And goggles, G-O-G-G-L-E-S. Goggles are for your eyes. They protect your eyes. You might wear goggles for swimming or when you're doing DIY, jobs on your house. But I hadn't thought of wearing goggles when removing black mold. Black mold can be removed with bleach or antibacterial mold and mildew spray. But you have to keep on top of it. That means you have to keep managing the problem, keep working at it so it doesn't come back. One of the better solutions to this problem is to reduce the humidity in your home. Humidity, that's H-U-M-I-D-I-T-Y, that's how much water is in your air. If you have high humidity, it means that the air contains a lot of water. Black mold is worse in humid homes. Humid, H-U-M-I-D, is the adjective to go with humidity. And our homes are more humid these days for a number of reasons. They're better sealed, for one. We have double glazing. We have good seals on our windows and doors so that the air can't come in or out very easily. It's also more humid in our homes because we take more showers. We wash and dry our clothes more often. And all of that water, all of that moisture, that's M-O-I-S-T-U-R-E, well, it has to go somewhere. In our house, it's also cooking that seems to increase the black mold. In the summer, we have the doors and the windows open. But in the winter, of course, they're closed because of the cold. So all that steam from the kettle or from making soup or pasta, well, it ends up in the air in our house. And so eventually, there's more black mold. Steam, S-T-E-A-M, is hot water vapour. If you heat water, steam results and makes for greater humidity. And black mold loves this. Before I talk about one interesting solution to this problem, just a quick reminder of our Adept English Most Common 500 Words course. If podcasts like this one are quite difficult for you to understand, it can be helpful to at least be sure about the most common words in English. Most sentences, even in a podcast like this one, are made up of a high percentage of common words. If you want to start speaking English, then working on the most common words in English is also a good idea. When you start to speak, you'll use simple sentences and the most common words. This course contains only the most common 500 English words, and in the last two chapters, only the most common 600 words. This gives you exactly the right practice, just what you need. Back to our topic today. One solution to this problem that I've read about recently, and this touches on another Adept English podcast topic from recent weeks. One solution to black mold is to have more houseplants in your home. Houseplants have the potential to help with your black mold problem because they reduce the humidity in your home. And according to an article in the Daily Express newspaper recently, not one of my favourite newspapers, let me say, but it says that certain types of houseplant are particularly good for helping to reduce mold. One of these houseplants is ivy. That's I-V-Y. And the Latin plant name for this is Hedera, or often Hedera helix. Ivy is very common. For a houseplant, we tend to choose the variegated type of ivy. Variegated, V-A-R-I-E-G-A-T-E-D, means it's not just green. It's got yellow or white edges to the leaves to make it look more interesting. So that's one type of plant to help with black mold. Another is the peace lily. They're green with usually a white flower and they love humid conditions. Their Latin name is Spathiphyllum. I didn't know that one. I do have one of these, not because I bought one, but because my daughter's friend had one that was dying. which my daughter rescued. And then when she didn't have any success with it, with this peace lily, my daughter passed it to me. It's actually doing quite well for me. But now I realise perhaps because of humid conditions in our house. And the third type of houseplant which is good for mould? Well, apparently palms. That's P-A-L-M. One of those strange English pronunciations where you don't pronounce the L. You say palm as though there is an R in there instead. Palm. And palms are what you find in exotic places. They can be trees. Coconuts are palms. You might see palms growing in the Caribbean. They also grow in the UK, but only in the warmest parts like Cornwall and the Scilly Isles. But apparently palms growing as houseplants in your home can help reduce the humidity. Well, if I need any more justification, if I need any more reasons to have lots of houseplants, well, there it is. It's good for your health and helps with your black mould problem. If you have black mould in your house, especially if you have children, and you hadn't realised that it was an issue for your health, I hope this is useful information for you. And if you've never tried houseplants, maybe this will motivate you to have a go with houseplants. Have a go at growing something. I hope it gives you much pleasure. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. You can listen to hundreds more podcasts and learn more about our approach to language learning with our free English language course available at adeptenglish.com. If you're serious about your English language learning and you want to go further and progress faster, we have English courses ready to download at adeptenglish.com today.